Listen carefully to this selection of music. Because whether the cheese or the chants gets you moving says as much about your personality as your musical taste. Not necessarily, though, in the way you might think. By rights, you would expect Joel Farland to spend his evenings curled up to classical music. Chances are, though, he's out playing heavy metal or rock, which isn't that unusual, according to a new study.
Classical music listeners are used to listening for good performances. If you're hearing, oh, that's the oboe there. So people are listening for excellence in performance. In metal, it's definitely the same. You know, you get all these guys, you know, rock, all that kind of stuff. When the guitarist goes, that kind of stuff is, and I think that's possibly why you may get some of the same listeners.
And it's their personality that seems to bring classical and metal fans together, both at ease with themselves and introverted, although metalheads do tend to be work-shy as well. As for indie fans, they typically have low self-esteem and are lazy, unlike their rap counterparts, who have high self-esteem and tend to be outgoing.
And one other interesting aspect of our findings was that basically the more you earn, so the more likely you are to enjoy kind of really punchy, quite dynamic music. In contrast, if the lower earners amongst our sample of people who tended to like much more calming, much more relaxing music.
So does this study hold weight?
Well, I think the researchers have obviously been camped outside my house for the last couple of weeks because that's me down to a T. Every night I retreat to my lonely bed sit and do some life drawing.
No, I think there's much more to you than what music you like. I don't think, no.
Kind and generous, I think, probably. I am kind and generous, I think. I hope I am anyway. So in that respect, I don't think that's totally spot on. Hard working, if my boss is watching, yes, I am. Very hard working.
It may not be an exact science, but it will please those prone to stereotyping. Theatrical opera lovers, lazy indie kids, it's not prejudice, it's science. Corlishinoe, Sky News.